Okay, let's learn the Gemara in the bottom of Tesayin Amid Beis. Today I'd like to learn with you three Nekudas. Three different things. I'd like to share with you a Inyan of Machshava that has to do with the Agadat Gemara. And then a Dvar Halacha that has to do with Kavua. And then a Lomdis that has to do with the Pshat in the Gemara. So they're three totally different Inyanim. So let's try to spend a little bit of time on each. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Amar Rav Yenison, Pasuk Zeh Sar Ha'ilam Amrei, Nar Ha'isi Gamzakanti. Man Amrei, who said Nar Ha'isi Gamzakanti? Yilem Chushabriyachu Mika Zikna Kamei, Ela Dovr Amrei, Mikashish Kulahai, Dovr only lived 70 years. Ela Shmamina Sar Ha'ilam Amrei. Vaistais, that the Sar Ha'ilam Samalach said it. So I'd like to explain something to do with this Gemara, just because it's something that most of you never heard of, and I don't get carried away, so I just want to spend 15 minutes maybe on it, and then move on to the Lomdus of the Gemara. Taisus Dibra Masl Pasuk Zeh Sar Ha'ilam Amrei refers to a Malach whose name is spelled Mem Tes Tes Reish Vav Endanun. Sar Ha'ilam. And Taisus seems to be Mesupik. If you learned the Yesh Lam of Taisus, it's not clear. Taisus seems to be Mesupik. If this Malach is the Sar Ha'ilam, it's not the Sar Ha'ilam. Now, it says in Paiskim, I'm not talking about Kabbalah, that the name of this Malach you're not supposed to say out. You're not supposed to say, Chayyadim Klal Hei writes, not to pronounce the name. It's usually pronounced, people usually, those who talk about these things, talk about him as Matat. That's a nickname for this Malach. There's a Gemara that says that he's Mishtamish B'Shmei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that somehow his name, the name of Hashem, go together. The name is not mentioned. So I'd like to share with you a little bit, it's an Inyan Machshava, which I hope you'll appreciate, you won't appreciate, just tell you who he is, what he is. There are three Gemaras and Shas that I'm aware of that have to do with this Malach Matat, one here and two in Sanhedrin, and it has to do with the coming Parshias Rashi, I think it brings it in Parshias, where is it, in Mishpatim probably. Rashi brings this Malach by name. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to send a Malach Lefanecha, Baderech, that the Rashi brings that Malach that's going to go in front of Klal Yisrael is this Malach, this Matat. Also in Parshas Yisrael, there's a pasuk, it says Vayomer Hashem. And then it says, Alei El Hashem Hahara. It says, go up to Hashem. Now, if Hashem is speaking, what does it mean, Alei El Hashem? Go up to Hashem. Hashem is speaking. So, Alei Elai Bibay Elai. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches. What is it? Alei Elai Hahara. It should say, Alei El Hashem. So, it says, Ela Zematatrain. What does it mean, Zematatrain? So it's Machlekes Rashi in the Ramban. Rashi learns that this Malach is the one speaking. Vayomer, Alei El Hashem Ahara. It's the Malach who's speaking. And the Malach is saying, to go up. The Ramban learns that Alei El Hashem means Alei El Matat, and Matat is sometimes called Hashem, is sometimes called Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. This idea that sometimes he's mishtamish with the shame of Hashem. His Rashi in Mishpatim, Hine Anochi Sheleach Malach. It says, Hine Anochi Sheleach Malach Lefanecha L'shmarcha B'derech Al-Aviach Al-Amakam Ha-Shachinaisi. Yishomer v'panav shma v'koyla al-tamer bai, k'lo yis l'pishachem kishmi b'kir bai. Gishmi Bekirbai. Was a Mishmi Bekirbai. So Rashi says, Rabbi Sein Wamu Zeh Matat Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi. Matat is the Gematria Shakai, Rashi says. That somehow this Malach is a different Malach. Who is this Malach? So it says that this Malach is Chanoich of Sefer Mishpatim. It says by Sefer Mishpatim about Chanoich, the second, there are two Chanoichs, there's Chanoich ben Yered, that Ve'inenu ki lakach oisei elikim. So everybody knows that Eliyahu HaNavi went up to Shemayim alive, because we have a lot of chazals about it. But there's a chazal that Chanoich also went up to Shemayim. Ve'inenu ki lakach oisei elikim. It doesn't say he died. It says Ve'ichi Chanoich chamesh v'shishim shana v'yos v'shalach v'yisal chanoich elikim. It's himself shosh mei shana v'yalban v'banais. It doesn't say in the pasuk that he died. So the havana is that he, like Eliyahu, went up to Shemayim alive, and he became this malach that's called Sar Ha'olam. That's what Tosis brings. Tosis brings in Tosis pasuk says Sar Ha'olam Amrei that the second line of Tosis Sar Nepech Leish Mebasa Mash Medachanoich Umatad V'Yefshes Tosis Akasha. And the Ashleimer Taisis seems to come back to it. What was special about Chanoich? So listen to what it says, and this is the Nakuda I wanted to bring. Firstly, you should know there's such a thing. You should know there's such a thing in Bayidin that besides Eliyahu HaNavi, who went up alive with Shemayim, there was somebody who wasn't even a Jew, Chanoich, that reached high Madragas. He's called the Sar Shalom. Basically, every Malach has one Tafkid in Shemayim. And this Malach has all the tafkidim. He's like the supervisor, so to speak, of all the Malachim. And he has a big say in Shemayim. There's one Chazal that says that he's on Rosh Hashanah, it says that there's a Kategor and a Saneger against Klal Yisrael. So the Satan learns Chayiv against Klal Yisrael. And this Malach learns Chusin. It's a Gemara. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Chalik, that he sits and writes all the Chusin of Klal Yisrael. So first you should know that there's such a concept of this Malach Matat that exists, that Chanoich went up to Shemayim alive, and that was his thing, that his job is to be Malamit Chusin of Klal Yisrael. Malamit Chusin there's another Gemara that says that he was the one who tainted that Chizkiah should be Mashiach. Those of you who heard of Chizkiah, I don't know if you ever heard of Chizkiah. I don't mean the Tana Chizkiah. Before the Tana Chizkiah, there was a king. You ever heard of King Chizkiah? There was a King Chizkiah. Huh? Jewish king. Anyway, so it's another Gemara about him, and it goes together with all the Pasi Yiddishkeit that you guys never heard of. So, because if you would look into Machshavas Svarim once in a while, and, you know, I don't mean to take away from your Gemara, but I mean, but if you look at Machshavas Svarim instead of other things sometimes, you would get some of these side ideas. They're not a whole lot of ideas, just some side ideas. But there's one Nekuda about this that's very halacha l'maisa, and I don't mean the Derech Musar, I mean the Derech Machshava. Okay, the difference between Musar and Machshava, Musar is busy telling you what to do. And Machshava is an insight into the way the world works. I want to share with you one thing about this Matat that it's a tremendous Havana. In the first volume of Nechtem Eliyahu, I think it's page 34, he brings a Chazal. There's a Chazal to Medrash and Bereishis. Now what did Chanoich do that was so special? It says, Chanoich toifa min alam hoya. Chanoich was a shoemaker. He sold shoes. And the chol, I think the lashon is chol tfira v'tfira, every time he stitched, toya miyachid yichudim. He did some type of hechazachim, and that's how he was zeichet to such a medrega. That's a medrash. So the Michtam Eliyahu brings from Rishos Salanter that chas v'shalom, you think he was busy learning Kabbalah while he was selling shoes? He says, toya miyachid yichudim, Rishos Salanter says, that every tefillah he was taifer, he would say, I'm careful to do the tefillah right, so I shouldn't cheat the person that hired me. that the gagos of Chanoch was that every tefillah he did with a tremendous responsibility that someone paid him to do a job. And the chol tefillah v'tefillah hayo aymrim sheh tefillah yafa, yeh tefillah yafa, yeh tefillah yafa. That's what Bichtiyahu brings from Rishos Salanter. That's the big kavanis a worker has to add. You work for somebody. What haichi kavanis must add? The haichis kavanis is that your work should be done properly. That's what it says in the Bichtiyahu. Now, Rabbi Leo Dessler, the Bichtiyahu Leo, has a son-in-law who lives here in Queens, Rabbi Yeshua Geltzelen. He's Talmid Chacham Atzum. And when Rav Dessler lost his wife, he came to America. He was in America for a while in the early 50s. So if Geltzeler writes, he has a sefer called Emek Yeshua, which I don't know where it's available, but in the mirror, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Eitzer, in the mirror, that's where I saw this. He has there, that when Rav Dessler came to him, he writes that he tainted in strong tainness, that how could Rishos Salanter say such a thing? You turn Chanoch into a poel neman. From being a Payal Naman, he became a Malach Dalis forever. It says Miyachid Yechudim. It means it was Miyachid Yechudim. The Shemus of Hashem have different Yechudim. And he brings there a whole bunch of different Mamore Chazal from Midrashim. I don't know if it's Zayir or Midrashim. I don't remember. They say, yes, Rav Dessler. How can you print something like that? That Chanoch, no. It means that he said, I should sew well. It's a big Madrega to sew properly. But from sewing properly, you don't become a Malach Hashem. So he prints there in the back of the Chitzchelek of Emek Yeshua, Rav Dessler's letter back to him. He says Rav Dessler wrote him a letter to be Masber Hashita. If somebody really wants to be Ma'abik into it, you should look it up. I'm just telling you what I took from the letter. And I'm saying it's a Havana in what goes on in the world. When you look around, I'll explain to you why. But he says it the following. Rav Dessler said, Avada, he was Miyachid Yechudim. Of course he's Miyachid Shemes Hashem. Rishos Salanter didn't say that. Rishos Salanter wanted to be Kaveya, that the first Kavana that Chanoch had was to sew well, to do his job. Why? Because all Hoicha Kavanas in the world are meaningless unless they're tied to a mitzvah in the Torah. It has to be tied to a specific mitzvah satayr. If it's not tied to a specific asay in the Torah, it's meaningless. He gives a marshal. He says, someone puts on tefillin with all the haicha kavanis. And then he finds out it's tefillin of a apostle. He says, the kavanis are meaningless. They're not payal anything. He gets schar, ratzalas his mitzvah. But kavanis, Haicha Kavanis, are meaningless unless they're tied to a mitzvah satayra. They're not tied to a specific mitzvah, they go nowhere. So Yisrael Salanter wanted to be Kaveya. Someone's going to learn that Chanoch was Miyachid Yechudim. So first I'll think, should I to learn how to be Miyachid Yechudim? So he was Kaveya. The first thing you have to do is to do a mitzvah properly. If you do a mitzvah properly, then you could go to the next step and try to know kavanis of mitzvahs. You could try to know haicha zach. But any haicha kavanis that are not tied to shmiras hamitzvahs is a waste. It's a wasted thing. It doesn't pile anything. There's no such thing as kedusha that's not tied to shmiras hamitzvahs. That's the kviyas that Rishos Salanter was coming to say. Now, what's important about it is the following. I just mean this as a marshal. I don't mean to label anyone, but I want you to understand what I'm saying, at least those of you who have an interest in this type of thing. I'm sure you've been at the Kaisel, and you've seen, just for lack of a better word, the Kalbach Minyanim. Where you have people, and I'm not labeling all of them, I'm just talking about certain sukkah people, that daven with a haicha feeling of his kashrus to Rabbi Nishalayim. And they really do. And if you know them, and I'm not labeling all of them, I just want to talk about a certain sub. If you know them, that people who are not, they feel so close to Rabbi Nishalayim, and yet they have problems with basic shmiras and mitzvahs. They could have problems with basic shmir shabbos, or they could have basic problems with kiyumim of the Yisurei Arayis or the Harchakis of Arayis or other Yonim of Mitzvahs. In other words, they can feel Haich one day and they can miss davening the next day. So the question is, what does that mean? Is it phony? Are they being phony when they sing and they feel a closeness to Rabbi Yisrael? Is it fake? It's not fake. It's really not fake. I know a lot of these people. It's real. The nekuda that we all have to appreciate is that in Olam Hazeh, all dveikus to Rabbi Yisrael Olam, if it's not tied to the structure of Torah, doesn't have a kiyum, it doesn't really exist. It's like a beautiful flower that doesn't have shrashim, that doesn't have roots, that doesn't have a kiyum. The part of the mitzvah Elio is that all kinds of haicha thoughts and haicha mashavas, it doesn't have to be Kabbalah, but his kashrus and non-kai to Rabbi Nishalayim, all these thoughts, which could be emistic, have no kiyum in Olam Hazeh if they're not tied to a structure of Torah. They have to be tied to some sort of a structure in Avodas Hashem. You can meet, I'm sure many of you have had friends that on the one hand were never able to keep to a yeshiva seder or a minyan seder, and on the flip side they're very so-called spiritual people. They feel a tremendous dveikus in Hashem, and it's sort of two things pulling, and it's like a mystery. Somebody who, if you don't understand the nekuda I'm trying to tell you, it's like it's a mysterious thing. What is going on with them? How could it be? In one hand, they feel closer to Rabbi Shalom than me. On the other hand, they have problems. They have problems from your sentences. So it's this nekuda, which is a very chashuv nekuda, that's what Rishos Halanta's nekuda is, that whatever you're doing, if you want to feel, you want to have a hergish of a non-kai to Rabbi Shalom, it has to be structured in Chavish Shechum Shetayr. It has to be structured in Tayag Mitzvahs. If it's not tied down, it's not Mishurish in Tayag Mitzvahs, it's here today, it goes to, it disappears tomorrow, it has no lasting kiyum. It's a real Mashavah, it's a Chashav of Mashavah. It's like somebody who has a Hurei Tshuva, and then he gets up and he goes on his way and says nothing remains for him. Hurei Tshuva without tying Hurei Tshuva to practical kiyume mitzvah. So it's meaningless. A person could cry a whole Yom Kippur. I mean, it's meaningless. It has no kiyum. It has no staying power. Staying power has to be mushrish in something. That idea that ruchnius has to be tied to kiyume mitzvah is the idea of a resource lantis vartia. The resource lantis vartia is that all haicha things have to be tied. In his case, his Chazal is telling us, he was before Tayag Mitzvahs, Chanech was a Ben Nayach. It was tied to the honesty and the things he did. He did that with a Heichkeit. You do that with a Heichkeit, so you have something. Something remains. The Heichkeit, without something else, it's meaningless. It's bottle. It's bottle in the bottle. It doesn't stick. You can go to a place where you get uplifted, to sing a song that lifts you up, and if you don't tie it to structure, it's gone. That's the nekuda. That's one nekuda, but that's the nekuda. Rishos Lanta's nekuda about chanoich, about this idea of matat, that it has to be tied to something. If it's not tied to something, it doesn't remain. And there, if I wanted to, I could give a whole shiur on it, because there's a lot on it. There are a lot of makayrus for this type of idea. But here it happens to be a very powerful idea, because if Rishos Lanta is like giving a pachim panim, you miyachid yichudim. Rishos Lanta says, yeah, every time he sowed, he was thinking the sowing should be done well. Rishos Lanta is saying, the lashon says there in the Mikra Yeshua is, I guess not Rishos Lanta's lashon, but Rav Dessler's lashon is kavana. He writes, kamot zeirim. There are many young people. They're looking at Adam Gadol, and in this ragish by certain about the Adam Gadol, but they failed to tie it to the basic Shmiras HaMitzvahs. That is Rakshas without being tied to basic Shmiras HaMitzvahs, he says. It's this Rakshas that has no kiyum. Regish is a wonderful thing, but it could be here today and gone tomorrow. It's not tied to something, it doesn't do anything. Anyway, that's the Nakuda that I wanted to share with you. Like I said, you should know this idea of Matat, of who he is, and I saw in the Halicha Shleimer, Shlomo Zalman, It says, even if you're not Zohar about saying the names of the other Malachim, but this Malach you have to be Zohar. He said, make them like to a. Because Shmi Bekirvai, because his name has to do with the Shem Hashem. So, two things. I want you to know the idea of who he is. And then this other Nakuda. Rechaim Shmuel Levitz has a Shmuz, in which he says that, again, if you don't know Nach, you know what I'm talking about, but David HaMelech had a wife, Michal, who Shaul took, Shaul's daughter. Shaul held that David's not married her. Shaul took her and gave her to Palti B'mayish. So be married to Palti. So the Gemara says, Palti B'mayish took a sword. Not Sarah be mitasa levitasa. He put a sword between their beds to say, I swear that I'm not going to touch her. Because he knew she's really married to David. So he put a sword there to remind him. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes, what's the purpose of the sword? There was nobody there to kill him with the sword. If there would be somebody with a sword to kill him, it would be one thing. He just stuck a sword in. What does that do? So he writes this idea that if you have this rakshas, you have a regesh or something, you have to put it into something or it just disappears. This rakshas disappears. It has to be put into something. He brings a Ramban on Cherashir. That has to be put into something. He did it, he had this big regesh that he'll never touch. How could he touch his Neshesish? He put the sword there. Every time he looked at the sword, it was a reminder of his rakshas. It was for 2 years he lived with her. So, more than 2 years. It was 2 years B'chai Shaul, and 7 years until, and if you know, after Shaul, Ishbosheth became king, Shaul's son, for a short time. So it was almost 9 years. And this rakshas would go away. Shaul told him he's married to her. His rakshas, you have to put into something. If you don't put it into something, it disappears. If you ever feel a his rakshas, you got to find something, and even then it's on. And, okay, so I'll talk 15 minutes. I think I used up my time. So let's get to the Gemara. But this idea, this Nakuda, is something you should try to appreciate. Let's see the Gemara. Another piece of Agadita, Amar. Vomer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yenisim, I dixiv yode par of Sarah Kol Machmedeus, Amin Amaya Bishosh Nichtsoy, Bekhavu Lahechol, Hakol Nifnol Kesav Vizav, Heim Nifnol Seif Etaira, Amru Zesha Kosabai Lev, Yamani Bekal Hashem, Yisar Feish, period. What's the purpose in this Agadita? Purpose in this Agadita? The limud is very simple. It's a limud for all of us. That the goyim, like, do you care if in some text of some religion it says that Jews shouldn't marry Filipinos or something? I was once on a plane with a Philippine guy happened to sit next to me. So he asked me about Yiddishkeit. You know, I'm Jewish. He said, you guys don't go to cemeteries? I said, sure we do. So I had a roommate in college that wasn't allowed to go to cemeteries. So I started saying he's a Kayan. He says, what's a Kayan? So I don't want to start teaching him anything. So I told him, oh, there are some people, the holy people, just don't go. And he asked me all about Yiddishkeit, and you know, I tried to cut it short, I wasn't interested. Finally, when he finishes, he says, okay, in the Philippines we have 118 religions. You want to hear about them? You interested in hearing anything about the Philippine religions? He said, 118 religions. I told him, not now, I have my work to do. The vart in this Gemara is that the Goyim care what says in the Chumash. Why would Goyim care? The Yidden are the tiny nation here, the smallest family among the nations. And the Amoni and Mayavi cares what it says in the Chumash? It's unbelievable. And what's even more unbelievable is it's really Ad Hayayim. For some reason, the Goyim care about the Bible, about the Old Testament. Why do they care? Who made them care so much about what it says? Say, who cares? You know, the whole gay community is all upset because it says in the Bible that what they do is an abomination. So I don't know if they know what it means, abomination, but you know, they know it's not good and they get all upset about it. Why do they care what it says in the Chumash that you didn't have? So you should know it's something that it's a Yad in our Amunah, that when Yeshua crossed the Yarden, the Rabbi Shalom told them that Torah Shavik Sav, the guy I'm going to have, write it in Shivim Lashon. The Torah Shabbat Goyim can have. Torah Shabbat they don't have. What says in Talmud they don't care? What says in the Bible that they care? That's the most of this Gemara. V'aytetziv Hashem liYakiv sodu tzar v'amarav gan hamunyil pumnaru. Okay. Amri v'damar abasi. Let's get to some on this. I hope you looked at this Gemara. It's a little complicated, very complicated. Oyvik echav mishapirish kiddush b'zman hazeh chayshim l'kedushin shema me'aseres hashvatim hu. Now I want to deal with pshat, and I want to deal with the rules of kol kavua kemechta mechzadami. So bear with me. I'm always, if I start with kol kavua, everybody will be interested. If I start with pshat, I lose people, and when I get to the halacha already, it's so let's deal with taich and pshat, and then we'll get to the halacha. One line in the Gemara. Eved kechav shekiddush bezman hazeh. A guy is mekadesh, he gives a ring to a Jewish girl, and he says, "Hari b'kadeshesli." He says, "Kadosh Moshe v'Yisrael." Chayshishin l'kadushin shema mi'aseres hashvatim hu. V'chayshin kadosh, maybe he's from the seres hashvatim. All right, so how would I learn this Gemara? He might be Jewish. Maybe he's married. I'll give her a get. Rashi doesn't say that. Look at Rashi. Meseres hashvatim hu. So Rashi says a davar pella. Shenasu Oivdeis Kechavim, the Oivdei Kechavim married Aseres HaShvatim with Kesavar. Now, you have to keep the Zohar and the Keva clear in your mind, right? Kesavar, Oivdeis Kechavim, Shealda Yisrael. What's the din of Oivdeis Kechavim that gives birth from a Yid? A Goyish woman who gets birth from a Yid. Yesterday we talked about Eved Va'akam HaBaal Bas Yisrael. The Vata Mamza, the Vata Kasher. This is the reverse. Ayvedes kechavim, a goyish woman, she yelled at me Yisrael. What's the child? We never heard of machlaikis. Do you ever hear of machlaikis about it? Ayvedes kechavim, a goyish woman, as a child from a Jewish man, zot Rashi, havlan mamzer, b'cheshin l'kedushin mamzer. What's going on here? Rashi, for some reason, saw fit to explain this Gemara, that we're talking about a goyish mother, a Yiddish a father, and the child's a mamzer, the child's a guy. So there's a Taisus here. Taisus, Avichav Shkiddish Mizman Hazeh, Chashina Kedushin Chashina. Pirish Bekodjus, Kasavar, Oivedes Kechav Shialdam Yisrael, Havalad Mamzer, Vachashim Tushim Mamzer. Vetema, the Bekama Mishnah is Mukhis, Dei Nisiach, Iselach Rea. It's Mukhis all over Mishnah, is that a Gaiish a mother is a Gaiish a child. Everybody knows the mother's a guy, the child's a guy. Then now they come on parrot bays, Mishesh and Ben Makamakim, Paitreshav Minayibum, Chus Mishesh, I mean, a shivcha, I mean, a guy, like this Kechavin. From a guy, the child, a guy. But to Nanami, Parakaimer, the Vlad Shivcha, Vetz Kechavin, Kamaisa, Vlayav, a mamzer. What's going on with Rashi? How could Rashi say a guy is a mother, the child's a mamzer? Goyim don't have mamzerim. Mamzerim is only by Yidin. The nearest of Taisis, the like Kosha Kokach. Dana Mishai, Yisavri, Yokam, Vedraba, Bas Yisrael, like Kosha. They hold the reverse, that when it's a guy, it's your father, Jewish mother, the child goes after the mother. The same thing, when the mother is a guy, the child's a guy. Ravasi, Savak Rebbe Kiva. So Taisus here says a Chiddush Atzim. The Loi Rebbe Kiva, who holds that a mamzer, who holds that a Kiddush and Taisus b'chai v'lav. Vahavlad mamzer may ayve kecham ve'eved, and if you have an eved ayve kecham ve'eved al ba'as Yisrael, the child's a mamzer because it's a lav. Who adin abal shivcha ve'eved is kecham. Chiddush atzim in Taisus. You're not going to find anything like this anyplace else in Shas. Taisus says, and he's explaining Rashi, that a goyisha mother and a Jewish father, like Rabbi Kiva, the vlad is a mamzer. We're mystified. What does it mean? The vlad is a goy and a mamzer. How can we be a Goyim and a Mamzer? Goyim don't have Mamzeris, a Mamzeris back. It's a mysterious Taisus. Taisus says such a vart, Pshat and Rashi, that a Goyisha mother, like Rabbi Kiva, the child is a Mamzer because it's Yisurei Lav. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas says that it's a stira to a Beferish and Mishnah, Samach Tesla Medbeis. Samach Tesla Medbeis, it says a Jewish man who's Baal HaShifcha, the child's a Shifcha. So, the child's an Evan. So, it's a Beferish there, the child's not, it doesn't go by their father, it just goes by the mother. That's your he says, going to Lord Bekiva. Even Lord Bekiva is a Mamzer's Machai Be'Lav, and that mission's going. So, He has the kasha. There's a law gavni meluim in siman dalid sekat yud gimel. It was also matzmiyah. Tries to explain it. There's a nice stipler in the kisvei kilas yaakov siman yud aleph. He's masber the following. The stipler had a tremendous imagination. You'll see this vart how he explains it. Listen to his. What does Taisa say? If Goyish a father, Jewish mother, the child's a mamzer, then who had in the reverse? Goyish a mother, Jewish father, the child's a mamzer. And we don't see it's Tali Zabizet. We always know you just go back to the mother. Stipel learns Pshat that they're arguing in the Taich of Mamzeris. Let's step back before this Taisa. Go back to yesterday's year. A Jewish mother, a Goyish a father, intermarriage. Goyish a father, Jewish mother. We had a machlekes in the Gemara. The child's a kosher, the child's a mamzer. What's the machlekes? So the stipler writes that the machlekes is in the taicha mamzeris. The man yama holds of lad kosher. It's mamzeris the way we always learned it. A mamzer, somebody, a bia of a chayve krisus. Krisus makes mamzeris. So if the bia was Issacharis, then the child's a mamzer, finished. That's the whole thing. I mean, akedei kach, that we name on, that if there was no bia sisser, if misabra babati, let's say a woman would become pregnant with the zera of a brother in an abati, or a father or a child in an abati, the child's not a mamzer. As we paskin, mamzeris depends on a bia of Issacharis. If there's a bia of Issacharis, then the child's a mamzer. That's the way we teach mamzeris. There's nothing to do with who's the father, who's the mother. It has to do with the maisa bia being in Issacharis. He says an interesting teach in mamzeris according to the Mandiyama Havlad Mamzer. How do you learn Havlad Mamzer? So he has a mahal of something like this. He says there's some Yisurim in the Torah that become an Isser because two heterim mix. Basar b'chalav. It's a mixture of two heterim. When they're put together, they become Isser. Shatnes. What's Shatnes? An Isser of wool and linen, they get mixed together, they become Shatnes. You're allowed to plow with a shahr. You're allowed to plow with a chamar. The two together create an Isser. There are a group of Yisurim in the Torah that Yisurim that are created for mixtures. He learns that the Mandiyamar, the way Taisus, Havlad Mamzer holds that a Vlad, who's a mixture of two people that are not allowed to mix, the Vlad, who's a Vlad of two that can't mix, that's Mamzeris. Just like Basar Mechol, not allowed to mix, if you mix it, you get Yisurei Hanoah. Two individuals who are not allowed to mix, and they mix and create a child, that's Mamzeris. So that Lamashal, Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. Why? Because this is a child born from two who are not allowed to mix. Two that can't mix together and create a child. The child's a piece of the father, a piece of the mother. Somehow created from any two people that can't, they're not allowed, apitayra, to be combined, makes Mamzeris. A Goyish a father, a Jewish mother, makes Mamzeris. As we're going now like Davin Yamar. Taisus is saying, why, if it's a Goyish a father, a Jewish mother, why is a child a mamzer? It must be, because a Goy and a Yid don't mix. It doesn't mix to create a child. A person who's a mixture of the two is a mamzer. Memela, Taisus' words make sense, that hu adin lehepach. Once you have such a yisaid in mamzeris, that two that can't mix, such a child is a mamzer, so the reverse too. The mother's a guy, the father's a yid. It's a mixture of two things that are not allowed to mix. A mixture of two that can't mix makes mamzeris. What forces such a, it's a really a vilda bashava, the stipler? Because Taisus ties three things together that are not mukhruf. Rabbi Kiva Shita, Yeshmanzim Misurei Lavin, he ties together with, if the father's a guy, mother's a yid, it's a mamzer. Which is Gemara, Mandiyamar and the Gemara. And this Chiddush of Rashi, if the father's a Yin and the mother's a guy, it's also a Mamzer. We have three types of Mamzerim that we don't pass him like. We pass in no mams in mechayve lavin. We pass in saif, the father's a guy, the mother's a yid, or if the mother's a guy, father yid, the child's a kasher. However, what's similar about all three is this nekuda, that it's the child is a mixture of two people that are not supposed to mix. If you learn Teich Mamzeris that way, then the three are in one basket. The similar thing about all three is that people are not allowed to combine. Once they're combined, it makes them Mamzeris.
That's Vlad Mamza means you go bust the mother, and Vlad Kasha means you go bust the father. So Masha explained places. That's my point. This in the Gemara.
No, but they argue when the father, when the mother's a yid, and the father's a guy, there's a machlaikis. In that case,
so Vlad Mamza is Vlad Kasha. What's the machlaikis? Masha explained three places. That the mother is Vlad Mamza means you go after the mother, and therefore Yisrael has a Mamza. Right? But another have to go back to the father, by definition, there is no Mamzeris by Gaim. So therefore, it's a Vlad Kasha. But based on that whole definition.
So maybe it doesn't fit with that. I would have to learn the Mashah. So maybe it doesn't fit with the Mashah's Pshantais. I would have to learn the Mashah to answer you. This way, like you say, the Machlekes is the Taich Mamzeris. That's how Stipler learns. What's a Taich of a Mamzer? Our Taich of a Mamzer always is a Bia of Issacharis creates a Mamzer. That's why we always Taich it. Like I said, Akadei Kach, if somebody becomes pregnant without a Maisa Bia, through artificial insemination, it doesn't create Mamzeris.
What's the Vlad Kasha now?
Because the Vlad Kasha holds that there's no Bia that's an Issacharis, then the Vlad is Kasha. Since a guy to a year, there's no Bia of an Issacharis, so the Vlad is Kasha. That's why it's tied to Rabbi Kiva. Right, look, that's the way he learns, and that's, as I said, to try to work out the Pshat in this. The next line of the Gemara, he could be it's strange. The problem, you still have a problem. How could he be a mamzer and a guy? So I'm not sure how that's resolved. He's trying. It's not a class. No, I'm talking about mamzer deres. I'm not talking about mamzer drama. Mamzer deres. However you work, it's not a knas. Not a knas. Not a knas. Because if they're a din tyra, deris is not knasis. It's a din tyra. There's such a mixture as a mamzeris.
Okay.
What? It can't be. It's a gemara that there's no mamzeris by guy. So to put Tyson means a Jew? The problem is still a problem. The problem is still a problem. I remember the Stipler writes on Rabbi Kivegas Kasha that the Mishnah there says the child's an Eved. So Stipler writes, he's an Eved, but he's a Mamzer Eved. This is not a Mamzer Eved, even though we never heard of a Mamzer Eved. Eved has no Yichas Yisrael. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is called the Parish Maruba Parish. The Gemara answers Bedufta Dekvi. So here, we have to talk a little bit, not about all the rules of called the Parish. I'm not going to give. Sharing all the rules, but on the idea of our sugya's example of kavua. So this needs explanation. Let's just learn up the Gemara. The Amar Rabba Bar Kana v'yanchem b'chalach u'b'chibur nargoizin v'arei modai chalach z'chalazin chibur z'chadayiv nargoizin z'uginzik v'arei modai z'uchamdon chavrusev v'amila z'unir v'chavrusev chavrusev manam shumul Krach Mushki Chitki V'Demukia. Well, we don't know what these mean because it would say Chicago, and then we would know what it means. But so cities, they knew what they were talking about. We don't know. But all right, I have no idea what the what the city today. Maybe it's the same city. I don't know. But the point is that in these places it's Kavua. So what does Kavua mean? We have again a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and this we're going to have to explain. Two more words of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yechon v'kulan l'psoil. This Rav Yechonon, again, if you learn without Rashi, I would have learned Amar Yechon v'kulan l'psoil, they're all pasul, which stems a Ravasi, that they're all psulim, and therefore chashinon. But Rashi learns in Rav Yechonon a different kulan l'psoil, because Rav Yechonon can't hold like Ravasi, Tosfos said on the bottom. So he learns a different pshat kulan l'psoil while they're mamzerim. You'll take a look at the second Rashi, took Girsus from the second Rashi and tried to understand what it means, Kulon Upsal. But right now, I want to explain the idea here of Kvi. And Rashi holds Kvi means Kol Kavua Kemech Tzamech Tzadani. And Tosis learns, no, it means Beduchtai, you have a Ruba Meser Sashvatim, it's not Kol Kavua Kemech Tzamech. So we have here Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Taich of Kol Kavua Kemech Tzamech Tzadani. So let's figure out the Taich and figure out the Machlekes. Abi Magdim. What we need to figure out at the end of this Gemara is that we really have a major problem. Halacha l'maisa, we know the halacha, but we have a kasha. I mentioned this to you, I think, yesterday. We have a problem l'dina. We know that there's at least one assimilated Jew mixed in with all the Goyim. We know for sure there are assimilated Jews in America. We know there are assimilated Jews mixed in with Goyim. So we really have a problem. How can we go out in the street on Shabbos to get a Shabbos guy and just pull in somebody who says he's a guy and use him? If you hold, Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechzadami, our Gemara says, by one human being mixed into a whole group of human beings, he's called Kavua. The late Rashi. You see why Tessus argues. But if so, we have a problem, Halacha L'maaseh, how can we just go out and assume that somebody is a guy? Because we assume, because we go bus arrive, how can we do it? Maybe he's a yid. That's a problem that comes from this sugya. We have to understand the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and the Meila will have a havah. What does kavua mean? So we had a ksubis daf tezvav, a case, the famous case of kol kavua and kol deparish. Gemara said the following. Gemara said that if you're walking in the street and you find a piece of meat in the street. You walk in the street, there's a bag on the floor, you pick it up, it has a frankfurter inside. You assume that that frankfurter, called a parish, a ruba parish, found in the street. It's parish, it went out of somewhere. Where did it go from? Well, you figure out how many stores in the city sell frankfurters, and rive are kosher, rive are not kosher, you can assume. You find it in New York City, you have to assume that it's treif. Right places are treif. If you find it in Bnei Brak, you can assume that it's kosher. Rive places that sell frankfurters in Bnei Brak are kosher. I got treifa once too. It's true. But after he came, called the parish Meruba parish, as it did in Raisa, you're allowed to eat a lechatchila. The person wants to eat it, he's allowed to eat a lechatchila. Kol kavua means you have a person that goes to Bnei Brak. He wants a frankfurter. He doesn't find it in the street. He goes into a store and he buys a frankfurter and he comes home with it. He says, host asked him, where'd you buy it? He says, I don't know, I saw a store, I bought it. So he says, but did you make sure it's kosher? He said, why didn't Bnei Brak have to make sure it's kosher? I assumed all the stores here are kosher. He tells him, no. Now, I'm not talking if it's kosher enough for these people or those people. Assume there's a trefa store in town. He says, there are trefa stores in town, did you buy it there? He doesn't know where he bought it. He's walking the street, he went and he bought. See, even if there are 99 stores that are kosher and one store that's treif, kol kavua kemechza mechzadam means that gezeres hakosiv from va'or avloi v'kam alav, it's gezeres hakosiv, the gemara was exuvis, that kol kavua kemechza mechzadam. Even its makim kavias, it's you took it out of its makim where it originates, where it is, then kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. Then it's a 50-50. If it's a shayla v'issa d'iraisa, safed d'iraisa l'chumra. Shayla v'issa d'rabana, safed d'rabana l'kumra. Kol kavua k'mechta amechta means a 50-50. So it depends. A shayla frankfurter, then it's a shayla of treifis, it's awesome. It's a shayla of bishalakum, or a shayla v'drabana, then it's mutter. That's the din of kol kavua k'mechta amechta d'ami. If it started from its kviyas, then it has a din of mechza mechza. What makes you decide what the kviyas is? What's going to get to this sugya is the question of what makes something kavua? What makes that a certain place is a smachim kviyas? Let's say you go and you have a fryer relative. You go on the Brak, you visit a friar relative, he has frankfurters. There's no nemanis where he bought it. Is that called a parish or is that called kavua? On the one hand, it's a Frankfurter, not in the store. It's called a parish, Merulah parish. On the other hand, it wasn't lost. It's where it belongs. Somebody went and he bought it. It's in his house. In his house, is that Mokum Kavusa? It's where it belongs. Do you call that Kavua? Or do you call that called the Parish Movement Parish? That's the big, like the million dollar question that everyone struggles to figure out what's Kavius.
What is Kavius about in the house?
It's where it belongs. It's in its Mokum.
What is it?
It's in a Mokum. Well, what define Kavius, and I'll answer you what's Kavius. Yes, what makes a Kavius?
What's a Kavius? It's Kavian.
This house, it's neither or. So if I go to a store that sells kosher and treif, and then I took it home and I don't know which one I bought, that's kavias, that's parish. It's not kavua. What it says in the Rishayim, come out all of them, is that it has to be nikar b'makaymai. There's something called kavua d'rabbanon, which I'm not talking about at the minute. There's something called kavias d'rabbanon. The din Torah of kol kavua is that it's nikar b'makaymai. That's the lashon that's used across the board. In its place, it's nikar. Meaning, in the store, I could see, it's a kosher store, a treifer store, it's nikar b'makaymai. I know where it is. If I go to a fryer person's house, fryer person has no nemanis, it's not nikar b'makaymai. In that place, it's not nikar. Chazon Ish has an example of nikar b'makaymai. He says, let's say you're going to a store to buy glasses. So it's a hardware store. You're buying glasses. You can't tell from which manufacturer it came. Nowadays, they're all stamped. He's talking 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And you went and you bought a glass. Now, let's say rive people who make glass, the shalish is tevilas kelim. Let's say rive people who make glass are gayim, or rive who make ayin. There's a rive. You go into a hardware store, is that called Kavua Kemetza Metzadami? And it's 50-50. If it's 50-50, do you have to type a glass? Yeah. Phyllis glass is the Rabbanon. Glass is the Rabbanon, you don't have to title. If it's metal, you have to title. It's Kavua. Or is that called the Parish Meruva Parish? So Chazon Ish says that in a store where you can't tell where it came from, which is not the Metzius today, in such a store where you don't know where it came from, that's called the parish. Kol kavua min ha-Torah has to be nikar b'makaymai. Has to be nikar in its place. Now, what's the shaila here regarding the Aseres HaShvatim? The shaila is, if you go to Nahar Geizim, Ginzik, or Chamdan, you go to that city, to be kavua, it means that in that city you know who's from the Aseres HaShvatim and who's not. If you can know who comes from the Aseres HaShvatim, who doesn't, that's kavua. If you don't know, if it's not nikar b'makaymai, if you go there you don't know, that should be parish, called the Parish Meruva Parish. Now, it's hard to know how Rashi learned the Gemara. Rav lived how many years after the Aseres HaShvatim went to Galus? Anybody? What?
500, 600.
No. So make a cheshbon. The whole Bayis Sheni is 420. The Galus is 70. That's 490. And it was over 100 years before. So it's about 600 years. He was 600 years later. In Rav's time, they knew who was from the Aseres HaShvatim. Doesn't sound like it. If they didn't know who was from the Aseres HaShvatim, look, you have to bring rice from Sukkim that they're there. Apparently they didn't know. If it's not nikar b'makaymai, then it's not a kviyas d'oraisa. Then it's not kavua. So we understand Taisa Shita that that's not called kavua. Rashi nems on for some reason that it is kavua. It's called kavua kemetza mechza b'makaymai. So we need some sort of a hesber. What makes it into a davar hanikar according to Rashi? We're missing something like Rashi. In other words, we understand now that it's not kavua because it's not nikar b'makaymai. What does Rashi hold? So it could be Rashi holds that there are families that do know they're from the Aseres HaShvatim. There are such families. Today it's over 500 years since the Girish of Spain. There are families today that say they know, and if it's true, they say they come from the Maranos. to have such a kabbalah in their families. Whether it's true or not true, I don't know. It could be that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing, not so much in halacha as in metzias. If there was, it was nikkur b'makayma, it was nikkur b'makayma. If not, then it wasn't. It could be that that's a machlokes. Now there is this shaila that I started with. What do you do nowadays? There's one guy, there's one yid who assimilated. So what do you do? Do we have a problem going out and getting a guy in the street? Well, now it becomes complicated. Someone who assimilated and doesn't know he assimilated is not nikkur b'makayma. It's not a problem. A problem would be if there are some goyim who behave like goyim who have, somebody knows that they're Jewish. There's some knowledge that they're Jewish. That would be the problem. So this shaila is a chavis das. It's in Kuf Yud. It's quoted here in the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam has a shara kavua, a space. It's not a long paragraph. It's in these pages, it's about a third of the page. He quotes the chavis das. And he brings our Gemara. Let's see the part that's Negeya. Hiksha Goyim Bachavis Das. Im Yomer Echad, Shiesh Mamzeres Echad Ba'olam. Someone knows, I know one Mamzeres in the world. I know a Mamzeres, she didn't want anybody to know she's a Mamzeres, so she moved to a different city. Yesu Kala Nashon Shabaylam. All the women in the world should be also. Im Yomer Echad, Shemaki Behema Trefa Echad. Let's say in the butcher's, in the shechita house. One behema trefa got sent out with all the meat. Yesu kala behemas? Yes, it's a kasha. So this Binas Adam, I'd like you to learn tomorrow. I was hoping to finish today. We'll finish tomorrow. As you know, this Amid is a quick Amid. Tomorrow's Thursday. I'd like to finish up. I encourage you to learn the Binas Adam, learn the Chavis Das, learn Kavua, don't be lazy. Come to Havana and what it means. And if you have time, learn the Kavua Aleph also, sort of an introduction. Dizzy Kavua Deras, the Kavua Derabbanan. So this I'd like to do tomorrow. And to finish, after that, I would like very much the Chazal Leisus Guy to do. Not just for you, for me, I'm a little selfish also. I spent a lot of time at Kaychas and Leisus Guy to do. Feels like something we learned ages ago. So Sunday, I would like, if possible, the Chazal Leisus Guy to do. You finish the parak, go back. Chazal the Sukhi and that, we'll have a Chazarish here. Then I would like to do in the next perek, there's a sugya called Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. It's really impossible to learn Yevamos without that sugya. So I'd like to spend the next 3 or 4 weeks on the first three blad of the next perek. And then Yitzhak Hashem will go back to Aseid Echel Eisasei in Adar Rishon.